Welcome to Marvel Champions podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me, as always, my co-host, Ryan.
That's right, Scott. Are you ready for some fourth wall breaking?
Indeed, I am. Little did Ryan know that I'd already broken the fourth wall.
Wait, what just happened right there? Did you just go fourth wall on me right here?
Yeah, I just broke it.
It's shattered.
So, fourth wall breaking can only mean that we are talking about a very unique, well-liked hero tonight.
Cable?
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
Breaking the fourth wall. Isn't that
That's right.
her thing?
She does break the fourth wall. That's right.
Yeah, but I think tonight we're going to talk about a hero that's a little more recent than She-Hulk. Who might that be, Ryan?
Well, definitely more popular, I would say that. The word on the street is it involves a kiddie pool and someone being dead.
Those kiddie pools, there's something to watch out for.
That's
You
right.
might you can drown in a kiddie pool.
You can. It always reminds me of was it Robin Hood Men in Tights? Little John can't swim.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. You never know. But of course, we're talking about the Deadpool.
Deadpool. Probably one of the biggest anticipated Gen Con announcements for Marvel Champions.
Yeah, I'd say people have been looking forward to Deadpool since day one.
Yeah, he's just one of those characters that has a kind of a cult following. People love him. He's different. He's not your kind of average Captain America superhero.
Yeah, people love the not taking things serious in a serious subject matter kind of thing. Not saying comics are a serious subject matter, but normally there's like life and death, world stakes, and here he is doing a fart joke kind of thing.
Right.
People love it. The people have spoken. And of course, they love Ryan Reynolds. They love those movies.
Yes.
I mean, sorry. When I mean movies, specifically Wolverine Origins is their favorite Deadpool.
Yes, that's exactly the movie that everybody remembers for Deadpool.
Yeah, it's the best interpretation of Deadpool that we have seen on the silver screen
To date, right?
today. Yeah, I mean, Katana's coming out of the arms that you don't even know how he bends his arms. I mean, it's perfection.
Classic Deadpool.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But what say thee? Let's get into this.
Right, I think I'll kick us off with our alter ego, Wade Wilson. He is a mercenary mutant trait. He is six hand size, 9 hit points, recovery of 8. And he has an ability. That ability is Break the Fourth Wall. Action, discard a card from your hand, search your deck for a Deadpool event, and add it to your hand. Limit once per round. Flavor text of sometimes I'm a mutant, sometimes I'm not. Depends on who you ask. So I like Wade Wilson. I found myself when I played him that I used that ability quite a bit. Felt like it made me really be able to go grab the cards that I needed. Because if I was in Alter Ego, or if I had died, not died, we'll talk about his ability on his hero side, and I was in Alter Ego, I could go grab a card that I needed for whatever my situation was. But I
Yeah,
felt like
I
it
found
was
it
pretty
pretty good
easy.
to I found it pretty good to set up those his big turns with his as much health as possible since he's got that 8 recovery.
Yeah, and that was the other thing with him is, if you did die, you'll have to flip, you're at 1 health, you can recover. He's got another card that makes the recovery even better, which we'll get to. But overall, I liked it. I liked being able to kind of go grab those. He is limited to cards in his deck, so if you've kind of gone through your deck, it's not as strong. But I like that you can discard any card. We've seen some of these X-Force where you've got like to discard a hero specific card. So I do like that you can just kind of get rid of a card that you know you're not going to play to go fetch a card that you want to play.
Yeah. I will have to say, I think 9 hit points is not right for the character, but for the mechanism they use for Deadpool slash Wade Wilson, it makes sense.
When you say that, would you like to see him with more hit points or less hit points?
I think it makes sense that he should have more. Like the character itself isn't squishy. Like his endurance should be more than Black Widow, who has 9 health.
Yeah, but
But the
see,
way his
that's
character's designed, the 9 makes sense. Why it makes sense why it's 9.
for like Marvel Champions, what you're saying, right?
Yes.
But from like a
Yes.
comic book perspective, I don't like it's that weird balance of him seeming indestructible, but it's only because he has that like regenerative healing.
Yeah,
But he's not
which I
really
guess.
like, I mean, if he takes a rocket to the chest, he's gonna be like down and out for a little bit.
I guess that's true. But I mean, if Cable took a rocket to the chest, he'd probably be down and out. And he's got what, like 12 health?
That's true. Yeah, but he's, I don't know. Cable seems beefier, I guess. I don't know. I guess you, it's
He does
from
look
like
beefier.
a Marvel Champions balance. You can't, because of how his like hero card mechanics work, I think it would have been just like too much.
Yes, yeah, I agree. I think 9's right for him for his cards. It just seems like as a character, 9 just seems a little low. But it makes sense.
I would agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell us about? Oh, do you have more about his alter ego?
No, I was gonna say, let's talk about the pool.
Yes. Let's get to the everybody's favorite hero,
Yep.
Deadpool. Hero.
Deadpool's got a 2 thwart, or sorry, 200 thwart, a 200 attack, and a 100 defense. And there's a little key thing that says star ignore the zeros, so he's actually a 2-2-1. He's a Deadpool core and an X-Force, and his ability is the regenerative degenerate. Is that what it says?
Yeah,
And
regeneratin' degenerate.
regenerating degenerate. So unlike Wolverine and X-23, he doesn't have a card in his kit that just heals him like 2 a turn or whatever. So his healing factor is this. When it's a force interrupt, when you would be defeated, instead set your hit point dial to 1, change to alter ego form, and add 1 acceleration token to the main scheme. So he is very much a high risk, high reward hero, very similar to your favorite character, Star-Lord. So I will say the difference is I think they did better with Deadpool and handling those risk rewards than Star-Lord.
Let me ask you, did you feel like you made like an active effort to just die to activate his ability? Or were you more cautious in your playthroughs with him,
I think
trying
my
not to make that happen?
yeah, I think my first playthrough, I kind of did it more freely. I was like, oh, I can take this and then go through the process. My following games after that, I kind of tried not to die unless it was strategically important for me to do so. If I was able to stay up, I would, or not stay up, but stay alive, I found more value in that until it was right.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it takes a player to find that balance and where you want to be, like how fast you want to put them on. Do you want to put them on early game, middle game, late game? Do you just want to be completely wild and free and like die every single turn? I think it takes a little bit of strategy and just feeling out the Deadpool character and how he plays with your play style. Because I'm with you. There's players out there that are just like go full steam ahead and die every turn so they can get like the card that does something awesome, or they can do huge amounts every turn. And then there's people that are, slow gaming, setting up, doing this, doing that before they really start to even think about dealing damage.
I mean, because there's definitely some villains that you can just bull rush, and you can absolutely do that with Deadpool. But there's some you can't. There's a wall, like a side scheme wall that prevents you from killing them. And so you gotta go different routes. And I think if you're patient with him, you can utilize those key moments of dying to work really good in your favor.
Do you feel like you got kind of caught in that trap of placing acceleration tokens on the scheme, on the main scheme, and it kind of creeping on you every turn? Or
It
do you feel
does.
like it didn't like impact it very much?
I think in some scenarios it doesn't really impact it, but I did notice that there became a greater burden of thwart over time. Because I think we played a game. It was like we were playing a two-player game, and the scheme went up so quickly. And it was just it had like maybe two or three acceleration, but with that, plus playing two players, plus I think they schemed twice, they put on like 15 threat. It's ridiculous. And then all of a sudden now our resources had to go towards getting rid of that threat, or we were gonna threat out.
Yeah, I remember some games like that where, when you play, sometimes you can kind of forget about the scheme for a turn or two and, kind of do other things. But I felt like when you're playing him on a majority of the scenarios that I played, I was always having to try and take some off every single turn, or I just felt like it kind of started to spin out of control.
Especially if there's side schemes that get thrown in, because he can be a great thwarter, but it's very much a burst thwart. You can thwart like six, seven, eight, I mean technically nine thwart, and you can clear one out, but if there's multiple, he can struggle a little bit.
No, I agree.
So let's just get into some of these cards.
Yeah, I say we just kind of start talking about our favorite ones. So if you've got a favorite of the like Deadpool cards, why don't you start us off?
I have a few favorites. I think one card that is absolutely crucial to make Deadpool function is the Chimichanga truck. It is a two cost support location response after an identity, not just Deadpool, makes a basic recovery, exhaust Chimichanga trunk, and ready that identity. That was awesome. It helped Deadpool work so good. And it was a great T player card because we were like, hey, are you going to use Chimichanga trunk? I was like, no, you're good. Take it. And it was super helpful.
Normally don't think of like Deadpool as like a support character, but this was one of those where like normally I don't recover a lot, but it was one of those where it's like it's almost like a free recovery when like you just said I could go down and say, hey, can I go down and then recover, and I can stand back up and I'll flip back up the next turn, at the start of my turn, because you're like, yeah, I'm not going down, I'm being an alter ego, tearing it up here, and it was really fun, because depending on your hero, I don't go to alter ego very often, or at least I try not to, but this one made it a little easier to kind of like be like, oh, I'm just gonna flip down a turn.
Yeah, it was. I got it out on a previous game, like I think the first turn, and man, it was so helpful that whole game. So it might be one of my favorite supports in recent heroes. It was super helpful.
Well, that was the other thing I found myself when I would use his hero ability and flip down, I could recover and then be back at full health, which kind of plays into some of his other cards, and then not worried about having to be down. So I could go Thort for two when I flip back up if I needed to, plus, do whatever event I was planning on playing.
Yep, for sure. So that's it's in my it's a positive for me for Deadpool. I think it was a needed card that fits with his playstyle.
I would agree. So that was the card I was going to pick.
Oh,
But it's
gotcha.
okay. It's okay. The other card that I found was like absolutely necessary to try and like play into the whole Deadpool mechanic was his It Ain't Over. One cost upgrade, it's a condition attached to the main scheme. Increase the target threat value of attached scheme by two for each acceleration token on it. So it made me be more willing to play into the whole Deadpool mechanic, knowing that it's not going to scheme out as easy as I'm throwing on these acceleration tokens. But I found it, I'd have to really try and dig for it, because it slowed me down on how Deadpool I was going to be until I got it out.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think this may be the most important card in his kit because it does give you that little bit of breathing room with his ability that you're willing to invest in that whole dying and throwing an acceleration token
The
on.
only thing that I didn't play is I didn't play a game with a multiple main scheme. By multiple, I mean more than one at a single time.
You saying like it
Like a,
flips?
no, not a flipping, like a tower defense or like a Venom Goblin, where there's more than one main scheme that kind of alternates.
Does tower defense have two main schemes?
It does. It has two main schemes that has like an attachment that hops from turn to turn. It's hers, Force Interrupt, like kills the tower, and then Corvus Glaive, it like hurts you or makes you discard or something like that.
I thought that was just the villains, not a side scheme or not his main
No,
scheme.
that's if they pop. They don't, if you scheme out on those, they don't. You know, like in the game, they just do bad things and then they reset.
It's been a while since I've done a tower defense.
Play that.
We are. I have to look because for some reason I don't believe you.
Oh, this is my redemption arc from last episode with Shadowcat, or whatever episode this comes out sequentially.
Okay, there's a an oh yeah, you're right. There's a
Stay
Proxima
down a little
Midnight
louder,
scheme, that's
everybody.
one, and then Corvus Glaive is two. Oh, this is embarrassing.
And you better believe I'm leaving all this in.
Oh boy, oh boy. Cut this part out, Scott. Help me out there, friend. Yeah, no, we haven't played one with that, but I think it still has value because say like let me do some quick looking here. His thing
Here,
says
while you're looking, I'm going to make just one other point with that. In what you were kind of alluding to, if you had a multi main scheme s sequence, so let's say like Mr. Sinister, he goes from a one to a two, and then another two, and then a three. It would go away when those are completed. So you would have to try and go get it back out to put it back on to make it not so bad if you had a bunch of tokens on there.
I did look. So his ability does say that you add one acceleration token to the main scheme. It doesn't say on which one or anything, so
Well, most of the time, if there's more than one main scheme, there's something that
that like
causes it to
activate.
be the,
Right.
to be the active main scheme, right?
So as long as you plan it right, you can place the card on whichever one you think it needs to be on, and then just make sure you're putting acceleration tokens on that particular one.
Yeah, but it would. So when the card says attached to the main scheme, anytime it's referencing the main scheme, it would reference, I think, the one that's active. Just like when a card says do something to the villain, if you had a multi-villain, you would do that to whatever the active villain was.
Yeah, so like let's say you put an acceleration token on the Armies of Thanos, which is Corvus Glaive's side scheme or main scheme. You can put this ain't over on that and
Yes,
just make sure
you're
every
right.
time that you're going to put acceleration tokens, make sure
You put on that one.
the Armies is going to be the
Right,
main
because
one.
you wouldn't put it on both main schemes. You would put it on whatever is the active main scheme.
Yeah. So you can still kind of plan around it a little bit, but I think it does make it a little harder in some ways. But yeah, I think this is the type of card that I wish Star-Lord would have had. Something to like help offset the encounter cards that Star-Lord encounters.
Right,
There's a lot
some
of
like
encounters.
upgrade that you could have put out, and then something like when you would flip in a encounter card, discard it instead and discard that card.
Discard. Yeah, something like that. That would have been nice to have a little bit. And I know Star-Lord's cards are really strong and they get stronger with more encounter cards, but I feel like as the game progresses, you're just going to get harder and harder encounter cards, especially with like more standards coming out, standard 2, standard 3, so on and so forth. It's just getting harder, and so it makes him harder to play with, I feel like.
Right. He
So
kind of falls into that old hero, power creep, kind of
yeah,
keep
so
up.
it definitely would have been nice if there was some way to offset your risk a little bit. So I'm glad they had this card. I think it makes Deadpool more playable for the average player and not the sadistic ones that like Star Lord. Just kidding, just kidding. But seriously,
All right, I'm going to turn the tables on you here. Which one of his hero kit cards do you feel was a miss? Or that you felt like you just never really had a desire to play, or felt like you could play or wanted to play?
I think the one.
And if you pick mine, don't worry, I have another one
Okay.
in store.
I'm not picking two, but I'm going to talk about one first and then I'm going to give you my actual pick.
Okay.
The card that I think it is good, but I just never was able to play it effectively was this card is Fire.
Oh, hot take. Okay.
I think it's a good card. I just in all my games I never felt like I could really utilize it to be worth it. It just never was in my hand at the right time to really benefit. And then when I was able to play, it just didn't make sense to play it. And so it never worked out. But I think the
Well,
most.
hold on.
Okay, here we
So with
go.
that card, I know we'll go back. We'll probably go to it more in depth, but was it because of its cost, or you just felt like in the timing, everything, it just was never right?
I think the cost combined with having to be really hurt creates it narrows the opportunities to play it. Because paying three when I need to say thwart two, not two as in like TWO, but TEOO,
Also,
it became hard to do so unless it was needed to kill a bad guy, a minion or the villain to like get you moving forward in the story. It never was the right time for me.
we'll come back to that one because I have some thoughts on that one.
But the card that I actually was the least excited for was Deadpool's Katana.
Ooh. another hot take. Okay.
You got two of them. Cool. They both do the same thing, exhaust Deadpool, take a damage, deal two damage, and it's piercing. I found it useful, but I don't know if I needed two of them. And that did the same thing. It was, to me, it was just okay. It was helpful at times, but I had two of them, and it just, I didn't, I felt like I could have used like his guns.
Yeah, that was going to be the point I was going to make. That thematically, I get that he has two katanas, but I would have liked to seen his pistol would have been nice. Or, but I feel like he has so many attack cards already. It would have been nice to see something a little different.
Yeah, it kind of, the card itself doesn't make sense to me. Thematically, it makes sense that you take damage because that's what you're kind of doing. With Deadpool, you take damage and get close to the edge, but he should be like a master of his swords. Why is he taking damage from swinging a sword? It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thematically, it doesn't make sense. I think his mechanic in the game, you're trying to, well, in some cards you're trying to be full health, and in some cards you're trying to be
Yes.
as close to one as possible, right?
Yeah. I think I'd rather see it be Deadpool's katanas, and you could do it where it's exhaust one, deal two damage, or yeah, that's fine. And then done as pistols, and you could do the same thing. Exhaust Deadpool's pistols and take one damage. Deal two damage to an enemy. This attack gains ranged. So then it creates different opportunities for him. He can pierce, he can be ranged. It's just different enough to add some variety and some tactics to him.
Yeah, see, that would have been a clean compromise, right? Make one card, both of them dual. It'd be Deadpool's katanas and then like Deadpool's pistols. And have
Yeah.
a piercing and a range. That makes total sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it'd make sense with the restricted keyword because it'd be two hands.
I
Kind of
guess that's
thing,
kind of true, but
or heck, just make it a double-sided
whatever.
card, and one side's katana, and one side just be a
There you
Psylocke
go.
clone.
And then the flavor text could be like, I do it better than her.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's not that I don't like it. I don't think it's a bad card. It just was kind of lacking at times.
Yeah. So did you ever find yourself just playing one because of that? Or would you put down both?
I'd have to talk about another card if I answer that question.
All right, we'll jump to that card once I talk to mine, because I was gonna, if you would have picked a different card, I was gonna make the card you're about to talk about my like hot take for
Oh,
me, but we'll talk about it in a minute.
goodness.
So the one that I thought that like, oh, that looks like a good card, that'd be cool, that just never worked, the timing was never right, was his exhausting personality. It's a zero cost event, which is like, oh, that's awesome. But it's hero action. You choose one of two. You can place an acceleration token on the main scheme. You get to stun and confuse the villain, or you exhaust a player's identity. That player draws one card for each acceleration token on the main scheme. The games I played, I felt like it got tossed in my discard early, so I couldn't go fetch it with his Wade Wilson ability, or I didn't have enough acceleration tokens to like justify being exhausted. So I just did not feel like it was very useful in the games that I played.
And see, this is why Marvel Champions is great because I enjoy the card. I found a lot of use in it.
I think I used it one time for the acceleration token for this Stun and Confuse.
Yeah, I think putting acceleration token, stun and confuse, it's like a weird, like, it's worth it, but it's also not worth it.
Yeah. With it.
So it's for zero cost, I think, depending on a lot of factors like the villain and are you playing solo or whatnot, I think it can be very helpful just for that ability. But I having that draw card towards late game just to really just dang man, you can throw out some tons of cards.
I don't know. I felt like when I was late game, I was just trying to kill him because I had so many acceleration tokens on. I couldn't exhaust myself to go get those cards if I didn't have a way to thwart it down.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It has the exhausted player's identity.
Yeah. Now, I guess, I mean, it is a fun card that you can kind of mess with somebody. In that
Yes.
respect, be like, Ryan, you're exhausted. Sorry, but you get to draw a bunch of cards.
Yeah. It has its ups and downs. I don't know if I fully agree with you, but I absolutely see your point.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your card that you love.
So
And
yes.
I will say that seeing you play it and like see it actually function made me see the value in the card. But I just don't know. I couldn't like commit enough energy or like resources and time and effort to making it work. But I will say it was really fun to watch you make it work.
Yes. So to recap, we were talking about Deadpool's Katana, and you asked the question of did I play both or only one? And to answer that question, I have to talk about Arm to the Teeth, the two cost upgrade. When I first read this, I was kind of like, I don't know about it. It kind of doesn't seem like it's going to work very well, but rereading it and then putting it into practice, I'm a fan of it. So it's a response after you play Arm to the Teeth, search your collection for one weapon upgrade from any aspect and attach it face down here. And then as an action, you can exhaust Arm to the Teeth and you can swap the card attached here with a weapon upgrade you control. So I eventually figured out, as well as a lot of people on the Marvel CDB, that you can do, say, oh shoot, what is it? It's the sonic rifle. And it confuses. And the great thing is, whatever card's attached there is face down. So you can swap out one of your katanas, throw the sonic rifle, confuse the enemy, and then next turn you can swap it back and it goes face down, so any counters on it go away and it just becomes new again every time. At least that's my interpretation of it.
Yeah, that was the nice thing is it felt like almost every other turn you were able to kind of reload, if you will, that sonic rifle. And we it made it easier to go down because we were playing against, well, the villain we were playing, sometimes he would be confused, sometimes he couldn't be confused.
Yes, that darn stalwart was what that villain had. Yeah, it was really awesome. And so, 'cause once I got those katanas, I could say take a damage, do two damage by exhausting, do that thing, and then swap it. And then now I have the sonic rifle, and boom, now I confuse. And so you could build a confuse deck around that. You can do some other weapons. There's the God Slayer, which would be nice to kind of throw in if you're going to be hitting the villain pretty hard. There's really not a ton of weapons yet, but there's going to be more as the game grows, so this card will continue to have opportunities.
Yeah, that's the other I think key thing if when you're playing is it is an aspect weapon upgrade. So it can't be basic.
So I think I really enjoyed it, and I can't remember if I finally got it, but I did the like you could do two sonic rifles if you play Justice, because you can have one in your hand, and then you can pull one from your collection, and then you get your stunt. You're confusing every turn, and that's just ridiculous.
So, rules corner question here.
Okay.
You ready? So you've got Armed to the Teeth out, you've got a card face down underneath it, you've already got your other, so you've done your like combo that you've done, right?
Okay.
Armed to the Teeth gets discarded. The card that's face down there goes to the player's discard pile.
That's what I would assume.
Then you get the card again, Armed to the Teeth again, you play it, you could go fetch a different weapon aspect upgrade, right? Because it's after
Oh,
it's played.
that's a great question. Yeah. I would say yeah.
Okay, you heard it here.
See, after Armed to the Teeth, search your collection for, yeah, if it gets discarded, it doesn't say anything about that. I mean, that card is yours now. You own it.
Right. I
So it'd
mean,
go into your deck.
yeah. That's
So
it. There you
you could have a bunch of
go. Caught off guard fodder right there.
that's, I mean, it would hate to lose it because then it's for
It's,
combos,
there's a
but
lot. There's a lot to go into making that occur, but it's. I think it's
it's possible.
legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. But hey, you could do it.
You could. Marvel Champions approved.
That's right. Yeah,
Okay.
is there another card you had in mind?
Now I was gonna say we talk about a couple others, and then we'll really like delve into his like big events. He's only got a couple more that we haven't talked about that aren't events.
So he's got Cable, his ally. He's
I
pretty
forgot him.
standard. All right, what are you gonna do?
No, you can talk about him, but I have some thoughts.
Okay. I think he's kind of standard, but he does get pretty strong once you get those acceleration tokens, so he's pretty nice. When you have at least three acceleration tokens, so I think he's a pretty solid ally.
That was pretty much my take is like if you got a couple acceleration icons, he's actually a pretty good signature ally that I would like prioritize playing. Maybe not early game, but definitely get him out when he's just like significantly stronger. I mean,
Five attack. Oof.
crazy.
I think that's a good like scaling card that he has. As the game gets harder, he gets better.
I'm glad they didn't make him a four cost. I think
Oh,
the
thank goodness.
three cost and three health is kind of a good balance.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised they didn't put him at one attack.
Be a 1/1. I mean, but he's got that ginormous rifle.
He does have that ginormous. He
Right,
looks
right.
so jacked. Like,
He does.
yeah, you can't tell me.
Right. It's
Jeez,
just
man.
like in the water.
It is the water. Goodness gravy.
All right. Let's talk about Montage. What do you think about his? He doesn't have a resource generator. This is his only resource card.
Yes.
What's your hot take on Montage?
What's my hot take? Are you expecting a hot take?
No.
I actually, for a quick moment, this card was potentially going to be I don't know, most disappointed or,
Okay.
I was able to use it and it was very beneficial, but I've also had it where I've lost it. I didn't get to use it for whatever reason, and it was kind of like, oh, great. And there's only one, so it was just kind of like, well, I guess it's gone now, and there's no resource generating I can do for a while.
Yeah. That's my thing. Like, it doesn't get good until mid to late game. Before that, it really is just kind of like a wild resource. It's like one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can try to, especially towards the end of the game, you could Wade Wilson it and try to pull it from your deck to do, say, like, this card's on fire kind of thing. So
Well,
definitely.
the thing with that though is it has to be an event, so you couldn't go dig for it.
Does it say? Oh, it
Yeah.
does say Deadpool event, yeah. Well, I'm
Yeah.
glad I didn't do that.
Yeah. Then the FFG police would have broken down your door.
I would have broken legs.
Yep. They would have known.
Yeah, I mean it's all right. I think resource generation is needed, at least in some form, and I think this one is interesting.
Yeah. All right, so his last card is his attempted encounter card cancellation. It's his one cost event. Meta knowledge. Hero Interrupt, when an encounter card is revealed, cancel all of its effects and discard it. Take one damage for each icon, boost, or just, what is that? What are those called?
Boost ability?
Boost icon? Yeah, boost ability, boost icon. Take one damage for each boost, or each icon, boost, or regular encounter icon.
It is a real struggle. I thought it was good. I used it. It was great to use on an advance.
You did use it a couple times. Yeah, it was, because you read the second half if you can get it out like me. If you read that second half of the sentence, it makes it sound like it's a bad thing. But like you pointed out, if you can get it up to like an assault or an advance, there is no downside.
Yeah, just one cost to get rid.
Yeah. I do like that it's a encounter card.
And not a win revealed.
No. It's not like a treachery.
Yes.
So it can negate the minion coming out, the side scheme coming out, and attachment coming out. It can just straight up negate whatever the encounter card is.
Yep. That was nice.
Yeah. That one, you got to have it in your hand at the right moment. But I will say it was good to have when you needed it.
Yep.
And then there was a lot of times where it's like, oh, man, I wish I had this card.
All right. Well, there's the three main events. Right, I know you said you wanted to talk about some fire.
More hot take for you. It's real easy. You got this. So the three one copy cards, Exhausting Personality, Meta Knowledge, and his Montage resource. If you could replace one with an additional copy of one of those three, which one would you take out and which one would you have an additional copy of?
So you said Exhausting, Meta Knowledge, and Montage?
Yep.
I don't think I would do another Meta Knowledge.
Okay.
So that one's not going to be the double. This is kind of like, what is it? Like Kill, Marry.
Marry, Kill, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. This is the Marvel Champions.
It's
the
Marvel Champions version, yeah.
I mean, honestly, what I would want is I would probably take out Montage and double Exhausting Personality only if it was revamped a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to revamp it. Maybe, like, don't exhaust the player identity. As that's turned that into a way to, like, generate resources kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I would do the exact opposite. I would get rid of the Exhausting Personality and give a second Montage. But that's just me.
Yeah. I think having the Stunning Confused is very beneficial for Deadpool as like a break, because he's going to be down an alter ego a decent amount. He's getting beat up a lot. So I think the Stunning Confused would be nice to keep.
See, and I may be more like willing to agree with you if that's the only thing that card did.
What if it was
or if it was like Stun and Confuse an enemy by however many acceleration tokens are on the main scheme?
That's what I was going to say, is like
maybe
you can
like
stun or confuse for each
right
acceleration on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could do that. That'd make it scale pretty good.
Right. Because it gets better and it does nothing if there's none on there.
Yeah, that'd be a decent compromise. I mean, of course, we talk about it, but it's not like it's ever going to be done. So,
house rule that one, Ryan. Next time we play, okay?
Oh, we'll see about that.
We don't really house rule a whole bunch. We play it pure.
Do we have like a mainstay house rule that we play with?
I would say like one of our biggest house rules is very scenario specific, but the scenarios that are like multi-villain or multi-main scheme, that there's, it feels like they should be rotating, but they don't. So like the mansion attacks, like one of our classic ones.
Yep.
Like in my mind, I see when I defeat the first villain, I go to a different location of the mansion to go attack the next villain, right? The next villain doesn't come to me. I'm going to the next villain, so I should change my environment.
Yeah. We played that where we changed the scheme with it, and I felt it was better. It, more abilities, it
Change the game up,
different
right?
setting. It was just more fun. Yeah, I think that was a good house rule that we've done, and it really doesn't affect the game, I don't think.
No, because if it doesn't scheme out, you just shuffle it and it's a new location. And then
Yep.
you
And I mean,
start
I guess
it
in theory, you could.
whatever the starting with, or you if it had a whole bunch on it, you just shift it over to wherever the new one was.
Yeah, you can do it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But enough about Mansion Attack. Let's
That's
talk
not why we're
about
here.
Deadpool.
All right. I'm going to do rapid fire for
Okay.
you. Because they're the same card, just one's attack and one's thwarting. Maximum effort is the attacking one. Yoo-hoo is the thwarting one. Which one is better?
For Deadpool, I think his Yoo-hoo is better. It does have the one cost, but I felt like he plays in a way where you just kind of forget the thwart for a little while, and then you take it all down real fast, right? One big amount of scheme being taken down. Whereas, I don't know, these two cards seem the same to me. They're just like, if you're not gonna do seven or eight, what's the point of even playing it?
It kind of feels like that, even though it's, I mean, it's worth it not to do. Like, you could do zero and one cost. You could do like three, and it'd still technically be, in a way, worth it,
Yeah, but come on, you're
but probably
giving
not really.
maximum effort.
That's true. I mean,
I felt
technically,
like I
damage for three.
always had to do maximum effort.
That's true. I guess it's not that great. You kind of do have to do all or nothing, huh?
That's the way I played him, and I just everything in between just felt like I was just like whatever. And then when I would get those, it would just like let me make sure, like if I knew that I was low on health, that I knew I had in my hand, I would just let the villain kill me, so I could flip down, recover, flip up, play it, and go right back down to one. I mean,
Yeah.
and technically you could kill yourself with this. You can take your health to zero. It does not say that you have to have any remaining hit points. Then you would just activate his Force to Interrupt again.
Well, okay, so here's a question. If maximum effort and Yoo-hoo are hero actions, can they be completed in Alter Ego?
I think you have to be able to initiate them while you're in hero. They're a hero action. She can't start to initiate the action. You have to be a hero in order to initiate the action. But there's no response, so you could just end an alter ego. I don't think there would be any issue.
Hmm.
Because it would resolve, and then the interrupt would occur. I
Because
would assume
the
so. Yeah.
interrupt is technically right in the center between, it is in the little arrow. That's where the force interrupt fits.
I would say you could. And it would just finish resolving.
Man, we're probably only talking about one damage or one thwart, so.
Because what I'm saying is, if you had nine health, you do nine maximum effort, and then you would trigger the Force Interrupt, flip down to one, flip up to Alter Ego. You couldn't flip back up, but you could take yourself to zero, beat
I would
yourself.
agree. Yoo-hoo is the more valuable one, in my opinion. There are other methods of damage that he can do, so maximum effort isn't the end all be all.
Yeah. But they're just the inverse, right? One attack, one thwarts. Thwarts always cost more. But I do like that there's no set number. I will say I do like that. Because, you get a hero that you're like, it's only five. Or, the thwart is only three. Ooh. This way,
You have the
yeah,
power.
right. It's all in your Deadpool Destiny. And then the last one we've kind of gone over is this card is fire. You said you felt like it wasn't fire.
I didn't say that. That's my hot take.
Is it
All
because it's
right.
on fire? Is that because it's a hot
It's
take?
on fire. I just think for me in my place, I just didn't get it off very, very often. But I did see you make it work. So.
It's a balancing act because I think the combo with it is you do like a maximum effort, take yourself down to one, and then you play this, and then you're dealing, let's say you don't have any health modifiers. You do eight because you're down to one, and then you can do eight again in a single turn, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah. And believe me, I know how good the card is and can become, because I know people have, you can increase his health, you got like endurance, and then you can throw in an honorary of whatever, and you can do the symbiote suit. I mean, you can throw his health up incredibly high and then do this card's on fire and do like incredible amount of damage in it with a single card. So I get the value, people, because I know someone is screaming like, "You don't know how good this card is." I do. I
He
get
doesn't
it.
know.
But for me, when I play Marvel Champions, my goal is not to basically manipulate the game to maximize this single card. Like
So,
I like how She-Hulk, her big one that does the same thing, though it's four cost, has a limit. I like the
exactly.
limit.
Yeah.
I wish hers was three cost because of this card. But I do like that limit, and I wish this card had a limit.
So do you feel like, you kind of discuss that whole archetype of health manipulation with Deadpool? Do you find that that's like the only way to make Deadpool successful, or is that just one way to play Deadpool?
I think it's just one way, because I did not, the times I've played him, I have not played him as a health
Manipulator.
manipulator. I didn't jack his health up to super high and then do a bunch of things. I think it's a strategy that works, but it's not how I wanted to play. I liked playing the manipulation of the main scheme and the acceleration tokens.
I think that's the difference there. I think one is a very like rush strategy. You're digging for the health, then you're digging for these maximum efforts, and this card is fire. And you're trying to deal 30 damage in a single turn, where you're playing it a little more pure, if that's the right
Yes.
word to use.
Yes. I'm not into the big shock number of like, I just did 50 damage in this one card. Like, cool. But
Right.
once you do it once, I feel like there's no reason to go back to it.
That's what I was going to say. Is that cool? Yes. There are some like content creators that can do that, and they do it, and it's like, wow, that's pretty cool to watch. But I'm with you. That's not how I play, and that's fine if you play that way. Even with like Symbiote Suit, I'm so hesitant to play that card. And it is what it is.
Yeah. I rather, instead of doing 30 damage with a single card after risking life and limb, I'd rather just play it smart and do 30 damage in my own way with the right combo that I've set up.
I agree.
But hey, if you like to catch on fire, by all means, do it.
Just remember to stop, drop, and roll at the end.
Stop, drop, and roll. Goodness, goodness.
And we've talked about Deadpool's hero cards. I say we touch on his nemesis real quick.
Sure. Yeah, we can jump on that real quick.
Right. I don't think in any of my games he came out. And I can't remember in the games we played together if he came out. Did he come out for one of yours?
I want to say I faced the butler once, but I don't remember. I don't know if
Much
I did.
about
I don't think I've ever played against his nemesis, so we're not
him.
great reviewers of this one.
Ooh. Let's see. Butler is a two scheme, one attack, three health scientist. Force interrupt when Butler schemes. Place that threat on involuntary procedures if able. And then he boosts, if he's a boost card, as a you're confused. Not terrible, unless his side scheme makes it where you like can't hurt him or anything. Involuntary procedures is his side scheme, comes with six threat, forced response after Deadpool takes any amount of damage, place one threat here. Then, if there is 10 or more damage, or 10 or more threat here, remove this card from the game, and it has a hazard. Is that a hazard?
Yeah.
Yeah, hazard icon.
That's a very interesting sides game.
Well, you're dealing yourself damage a whole bunch. Like, at first glance, you'd be like, yeah, that's not bad. Because in most heroes, you're thinking, like, I'm only taking damage during the villain turn. But he's got, like, multiple cards that's dealing him damage.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it comes out, unless I'm reading this wrong, if it comes out and then you deal yourself four damage, you just remove that card from the game, right?
Yeah, I wonder if there's another card that says, like, if that... Well, I don't know.
Well, I guess...
Maybe it's just to prolong the hazard icon? I don't know.
Yeah. It kind of,
or maybe he
rid of
maybe
it
he
for
completed
you?
He completed the procedure, then it goes away.
I guess I don't know. It's a weird one. I'll have to play it, but I'm pretty sure I'm reading correctly. I mean, I do have an edumacation.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, interesting. I don't really have much to say. Mutated Soldier looks pretty rough.
Yeah, he looks like Rock Slide. Little man.
Yes. Yeah, he does. Ooh. Yeah, I think I'd be curious to play against him. He looks like he's a fairly strong nemesis set, though it doesn't look like it's too bad for Butler and involuntary procedures.
Yeah, his what is that? Tabula Rasa 16. That looks like an awful attachment because it blanks your.
Oh, that's how you kill him. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're not healing. You're not a regenerative. Is that what it is? Regenerate and degenerate.
Yep.
Yeah. That's not.
If you get that on you, you're in a big problem.
Butler used this drug to erase Deadpool's memory of Butler's medical experiments. Yeah.
Gosh dang it, Butler.
Yeah, this would throw some wrenches into how Deadpool wants to work, so.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I'm sure the... did you have anything else about the Nemesis?
Nope. He looks pretty good.
Now, I'm sure some of the listeners are saying, hey, guys, aren't you going to talk about the pool cards and the pool aspect? No. Now be quiet and listen.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, we're with the whole new aspect, Scott, I think we're gonna not talk about the pool cards right now. We're gonna do that for another episode because
yeah,
we gonna need some time.
I think the pool aspect deserves its own full episode. So we wanted to talk about the Deadpool hero and his cards tonight. And then have another full episode on our thoughts on the pool aspect, what we think of it, where it compares. And we'll talk a little bit about the pool aspect with the Deadpool as well when we record that episode.
Yeah, for sure. So that means we need to do our overview, our final thoughts.
Final thoughts on Deadpool.
The mark with the mouth.
Okay, so... Are we rating him?
As always.
Our hero. Oh, this is our tier ranking.
Yes, that's right. We're going to go by the classic tier rating that people are so much fans of.
So, I think his tier...
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
it varies on who plays him. I can definitely see people that say, like, he is S tier. His cards can be played in a way that make him S tier, speed run. Ronan has no chance. I put him at like, for me, for my play style, my ranking, I'm not a very big risk reward
Man.
character. I'm gonna put him at like a B.
You are gonna get so much hate now.
And it's not nothing against Deadpool the character, but Deadpool the Marvel Champions hero. He's not one that I'm gonna go grab and try and play every time. Is he fun to play? He is, but get me back to some of my core, not core box heroes, but the core heroes that I like to play. I'm gonna get them out more than Deadpool.
Ooh, rough,
I
rough.
know. This take is fire.
Oh, this take, well, as long as you hold that take, you're gonna take a damage every turn.
I'll exhaust that take and take two damage.
Oh man.
So let's hear yours.
Okay. Now I have to explain when I do my ratings, I'm not rating them with like how much damage they can do, how much thwart they can do. I do an overall. Like, can they do it all? So S tiers are ones that can do damage, do Thor. They can stun and confuse or tough, card draw, whatever you need, they can do. And they find a way to make it work. Deadpool, I'm gonna give him a high ranking of a B plus. No, I think he is very strong. I think for a lot of players, he's going to be an A. And I know some players are like S tier because they, jack his health up super high and he does a kajillion damage. And you totally can do that by all means. But if you play a character only one way, then is he really that great? That's my philosophy because I want him to be fun. I think he is very fun. I play him in Justice and I think it's very fun to play him in Justice. I really like the card interactions with Arm to the Teeth. I've had a lot of fun with him. But ultimately, I think kind of like what you said, I don't know how often I'll end up coming back to him in the long run. It's that risk reward thing, and I'm also not a huge risk reward person. Star-Lord's not my favorite. I've played him. I like him more than you do. But ultimately, I think he's got I think I could see him becoming a minus for me as the card pool grows, and hopefully he can get some more cards for Arm to the Teeth and do some more fun interactions. But I think he's a solid character. I think he's great, but he's just not the most for me.
Yeah,
He just becomes very one-dimensional with his health.
he breaks the one dimension, the first
Yeah, he's the
dimension.
fourth dimension that he only is one dimensional. I mean, he aspect cards. I guess there are quite a few aspect cards I can play with it. I don't know. He's so weird. I've changed my mind on him in so many ways
Like,
because.
if you're playing aggression, is there any aggression cards that you can really go grab that you would play over his big damage cards?
Yeah, he actually has some good
Just what I'm saying,
aggression
his
ones.
cards. No, come on.
Yeah, he's got some good aggression. I did a deck for him in aggression. I haven't played it yet, but I have it. You'll pay for that. That's the one cost thwart that after you take damage, you remove threat from a scheme for each damage to a maximum of five.
Is it damage from an attack or is it just straight damage?
Villain attacks you, so it has to be the villain.
Yeah, see, so it's not as good. If it was like take any amount of damage where you even dealt the damage to yourself, then I would agree with you.
You could do Moment of Triumph with, say, like maximum effort. So you could do, let's say, a maximum effort of eight and defeat a minion that's six. And then you can heal three. I guess that doesn't make sense. But if you somehow have like an overkill with it, I don't know. I guess you can't really do that.
Yeah, this is
Well,
stuff. Stop there, right?
isn't there an upgrade that grants you overkill? I can't remember.
No, there's a couple cards that like you can put some like tactics on minions and stuff that make them overkill, become
Man,
overkill, something like that.
marked. So you could throw mark on there and then do a big one and then do overkill and maximize that. But that also is That's a lot of cards to make something work.
Yeah, I don't know who Mark is, but I don't think it's cool.
To be honest, my favorite combo is Armed to the Teeth with the weapons, being
Yeah.
able to change out weapons according to your thing. Counterattack is not a bad one. It's a preparation tactic. After you take damage from an attack, discard counterattack, deal an equal amount of damage to that enemy.
I can see that one being better
It's
because
pretty solid.
when you are Deadpool taking damage, you don't care really. Like you're just gonna be like, I'm gonna take this to the face.
Yep.
And you get that 4, 5, 6 damage coming at you, you don't
Yeah.
care.
Yeah. Full Slade, or yeah, is that how you say it?
Sure, close enough.
Okay, yeah, that one's pretty good. You
You could
exhaust a
do that
weapon, deal
with
5
his,
damage.
right, because the katanas just get a little bit better without having to take those that one damage.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of options for players to play him. You don't have to do the giant health, big attack.
Yeah.
The way I like playing him is Armed to the Teeth, trying to find fun combos with that. Because my first time I played him, I was like, oh, okay, and then I discovered how to manipulate the Arm to the Teeth, and I had a lot more fun on my follow games.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I know people are going to be disappointed, but believe me, if you want to put him AS, I totally understand why. But he just, I'd rather play other heroes than Deadpool at the end. But hey, maybe that'll change. Who knows?
Yeah, and maybe
Oh,
that'll change when we talk about the pull aspect.
that's right. That's right. I will say he is S tier when it comes to his art. The graphic design of his cards is the best for sure.
That's hilarious. We have a hospital in our hospital chain that it gets the awards for being the prettiest hospital. So it's just like that.
You get the prettiest hospital award. I
It's
mean, everyone dies in your hospital, but it is
pretty.
beautiful.
Yeah.
You don't pay your employees, but here you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Great groundskeepers.
No, I will. I'm with you. He does that little thing with his face in the bottom right. They're all kind of a little different. He does the tape on at least Cable. He does on the pull cards and I guess his hero card, which is kind of funny. It's that fits that Deadpool feel. I like it.
Yep.
And even like we didn't really talk about this. This card is Fire's art, but how it's kind of like three dimensional. The fire's like going all over the card. It's kind of burning the card up.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think they knocked it out of the park with that, for sure.
There you go. So he is an S tier when it comes to how pretty his cards are.
There we go. Now no one can get mad at
That's
us because we gave
right.
him an S tier.
We'll just put the little asterisk by it, just like he does with his
Just like he does his
Thor
thing.
and his attack.
Now, if he was a 200 Thor, I think that would be pretty solid.
Hey, just play it that way. He's 100, 200. He's 200 attack. All these
Yeah.
speedrunner guys just be like, it took me two turns.
I killed the villain in less than half a turn.
Two turns. That's all it took me. See?
Yeah. Hey, more power to you.
Yep. All right. Well, we want to hear your thoughts on the Deadpool hero. Were we way off the mark, or did we hit Deadpool right where you think he should be? Or do you think that our take is like the what is that? Wolverine origin Deadpool? Or is it more like the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool,
Oh, the
non-Wolverine origin?
origins was Ryan Reynolds too.
I know. We'd want to hear your thoughts on Deadpool and how we can maybe change our minds about Deadpool as a hero. We would love to hear from you. We also appreciate everybody listening, and we would appreciate if you like what you hear. Go out and give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you like to listen on. We greatly appreciate that as well. And as always, if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
And don't judge us.
See ya. Cards. Hold on a second, my cat's meowing.
Are you going to keep that in? Because I just heard that cat. That's the most Deadpool moment. There's a cat in the background. Be quiet, cat!